Hello and welcome back. So today's episode is another result of one of my deep dives, rabbit holes. And I'm amazed that it had never occurred to me before, but I was watching an episode of Dateline and I started to wonder, how did we get our current jury system? Like, where did it originate? And why do we entrust 12 strangers with our fate in court, in criminal or civil cases? So, the first known version of a jury was in 2000 BC in ancient Egypt, where matters were determined by kenbet, which was essentially made up of 12 jurors, four from either side of the Nile River. In the 6th century, dikastes, a legal office in ancient Greece, which can either be really broadly defined as either a judge or a juror who, with their colleagues, would pass judgment as ordered by the Constitution on all cases and questions that the laws and customs of their country were to found to warrant a judicial investigation. Those who were chosen to serve had to take an oath, similar to our jury here, to do the best of their ability to fulfill those duties that were assigned to them on the dicasterion, which is the court essentially. For regular cases, these juries were made up of 500 citizens. For capital cases, which included death, loss of liberty, exile, or seizure of property, it expanded to a jury of 1,001 to 1,501. How do you even rule or come to any sort of consensus or conclusion with a jury that big? They would decide, it would be a ruling by majority. This system eventually turned into the judices in Rome by 4th century BC, and this helped lead to the creation of the first form of juries in England, which would be brought over by the Roman conquest. In the late 800s, trial by peers had completely become the norm in England. The Frankish inquest, which was developed in 829 AD, helped to lay the roots for the modern day jury system. This was created by Louis the Pious as a, quote, jury of administrative inquiry, and royal rights were determined by 12 of the best and most credible men in the local area. This inquest arrived in Britain in 1066 by William the Conqueror. Finally, in 1215, the Magna Carta was signed, and this is the, quote, Great Charter that protected English citizens and civil liberties and guaranteed two pillars of democratic society: representative government and trial by jury. In chapter 39, it states, quote, No man shall be taken, outlawed, banished, or in any way destroyed, nor will we proceed against or prosecute him, except by the lawful judgment of his peers and by the law of the land. So now, jumping to the United States in the 1700s, actually a little bit before, to 1606, the right to trial by jury was added to the first charter of Virginia, which was drafted in Britain, and this right would be essentially included in all future colonial charters. In 1751, the South Carolina General Assembly stated that, quote, Any person who shall endeavor to deprive us of so glorious a privilege of trial by jury was an enemy to the people of the colony. The Stamp Act Congress of 1765 wrote that, quote, Trial by jury is inherent and an invaluable right of every British subject in these colonies. John Jay, who would later become the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, wrote, quote, Know then that we claim all the benefits secured to the subject by the English Constitution, and particularly the inestimable right of trial by jury. Following America's independence from Britain, the Declaration of Independence was created, and each state now had to draw up their own state constitution. These constitutions were based on the rights and principles of the Magna Carta. In June 1776, in the Virginia Declaration of Rights, the right to trial by jury was forever preserved. The New York State's Constitution stated that, quote, Trial by jury in all cases in which it hath therefore been used in the colony of New York shall be established and remain inviolate forever. So I actually looked into why are there 12 people on a jury? Because as soon as I just started reading into the background, there was this moment where it was like, wait, why 12? So this is all alleged, but the reasoning apparently has a biblical background. And apparently in the early 8th century CE, it was decided on 12 members for a jury because of, quote, "For as Christ and his 12 apostles were finally to judge the world, so human tribunals should be composed of the king and 12 wise men." In 1898, though, the Supreme Court stated that a jury is comprised of 12 persons, neither more or less, was a constitutional requirement, but that decision was overturned in 1970 by Williams versus Florida. 3 years earlier, the state of Florida created legislation that allowed for the use of six-person juries. And after being tried and convicted by a six-person jury on robbery charges, Johnny Williams took his appeal to the Supreme Court, challenging the constitutionality of this less than 12 number. Allegedly, too, and I don't really think this is valid, but the 12-member jury comes from utilizing all 12 signs of the zodiac, so this helps get a complete view of the event or the case that they're making a decision on. Probably not, but an interesting thought. In November of 2022, the Supreme Court declined to take up an appeal for the case of an Arizona man who was convicted of fraud charges by an 8-person jury. Not every state utilizes a 12-person jury, and it is not documented anywhere in the Constitution that it's a requirement or a jury has to be made up of 12 people. The Sixth Amendment does not say how many people are required to serve on a jury. Arizona, Connecticut, Florida, Massachusetts, Utah, and Indiana allow the use of 6 to 8-person juries. Florida uses a 6-person jury for all criminal cases that do not include the death penalty. And California law states that a jury for a criminal case must consist of 12 jurors. So, in the process of learning about juries in general and throughout the world, I came across a couple interesting facts that really do show how different countries throughout the world utilize the jury system. So Singapore, India, Pakistan, and Malaysia actually ban jury trials because, and this actually is true here, juries are susceptible to bias. And the United States is the only place that utilizes juries for non-criminal cases. And civil trials are minimal and far and few between outside of the U.S. Argentina implemented the jury system in 2015 and is one of the first countries in South America to implement it. And this is pretty much for serious criminal cases. In Hong Kong, juries are made up of 7 people and they can return a verdict based on only 5 people in their higher court. But there is no jury trials in their district court, which is essentially the lower courts. In Ireland, juries have no decision of sentencing in a criminal case or how much money is awarded in a civil case. And it's not necessary for a verdict to be unanimous. Like here in criminal cases, if it's not a unanimous verdict, it's a hung jury. It has to be unanimous. In civil cases, 9 of 12 jurors can be in agreement. And in a criminal case, a verdict doesn't need to be unanimous if there aren't fewer than 11 jurors. If 10 of them agree on a verdict after considering the case for a reasonable amount of time. Also, if you serve jury duty in Ireland, your job pays you as if you're on the clock at work. Like, you don't get a measly jury duty pay like we do here. So also, women only gained the right to be on a jury in 1957. But it took 16 years for women to be given the right to serve on juries at the state level in all 50 states. Only 4 years after gaining the right to serve on a jury, The Supreme Court ruled that jury duty was voluntary for women so that it did not interfere with their domestic responsibilities. But then this would be overruled in 1975, though. So also, I'm just going to close this out by just talking about there are two different types of juries in the United States. So we have petite juries and grand juries. So a petite jury is, you know, your regular like trial jury, which decide both criminal and civil cases. In a criminal case, a petite jury decides whether the government has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant committed the crime as charged. In a civil case, a petite jury decides whether the plaintiff establishes with evidence that is more likely than not, known in legal terms as preponderance of the evidence, that the defendant injured the plaintiff in some way that requires appropriate compensation. This is a much, much lower standard of proof than in a criminal trial because no party's freedom is at issue in a civil matter. It's only about financial compensation. So petite juries are normally comprised of 6 to 12 people. Trials are generally public, but their like deliberations are behind closed doors. Petite juries render a verdict of guilty or not guilty in a criminal case or in favor of a defendant or plaintiff in a civil case. Petite jurors hear a max of one case and then are discharged. A grand jury focuses on preliminary criminal matters only and assesses evidence presented by a prosecutor to determine whether there is, quote, probable cause to believe an individual committed a crime and should be put on trial. If the grand jury determines there is enough evidence, an indictment will be issued against the individual. So these grand juries consist of 16 to 23 jurors. The proceedings are 100% private. Grand jurors generally serve up to 18 months, but can serve for up to 24 months if an extension is granted by the judge. Grand jurors consider multiple cases over the course of their term of service. Unlike petite juries, grand juries don't meet every day, instead meeting in any number of calendar combinations throughout their term. For instance, a grand jury in a smaller district may only meet once a day every week, while a grand jury in a larger district with significant criminal investigations may meet for a couple of days each week over the course of the term. So, most people, when you do get jury duty, it's for a petite jury. Grand jury, there is a significantly higher level of responsibility because you are being presented with this evidence being like, hey, do we have enough to put this person on trial? So it is really interesting, and I still think it's such a wild concept that you have like a jury of your peers that hold your fate in their hands. And it's actually really interesting when you have shows like Dateline and these other shows that will speak to jurors after the fact. And they're very thorough, and it's just so interesting to see the type of evidence that they think that like really helped make their decision, or like what they agreed with and didn't agree with, and like what ultimately led them to a guilty or non-guilty verdict. But they always just seem to be very well-spoken, like well-educated, and really just, I guess, trying not to be totally biased. And I know that's incredibly difficult, especially if it's a case that is more well-known, because you're obviously potentially going to be a little more susceptible to bias if you're like inundated with news reports and stories and stuff on social media about it. But I mean, I think people, depending on the severity of the trial, really do take the opportunity of being on a jury seriously and really understand what is being asked of them. and really commit to the task at hand to make the correct decision based on the arguments presented by both sides. So, yeah, next time there's either like a really public trial. I know that they just finished the jury selection for Trump's criminal case. And I'm very curious as to what that jury lineup looks like. And I have to imagine that there was a lot of bias and a lot of biased people that they had to screen out. So you're going to have people who are level-headed, hopefully, and able to listen to all the facts of the case and come to a conclusion. But there you go. All of the interesting stuff about juries that you didn't know until today, until I decided to go down a slight rabbit hole. So I will be getting back to regular content. I just have had these little informational rabbit holes that I've gone down that I wanted to share. So next week, regular content. And I will see you then. Toodles.